This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Skype. The Skype username tonight for you is lrn.fm. Send a contact request over to that username if you have not yet done so. We will approve it once we see it come in, and then you'll be good to go to call on Skype from that point forward. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Rich Paul.
We've talked quite a bit tonight about the realm of illegal drugs and how things are kind of changing in that world. We're seeing more scientific studies being done on things like MDMA and psychedelic mushrooms, showing amazing results. Like, we're talking 80% success on curing PTSD with MDMA. Also, I've heard it's good for helping anxiety problems. There's also this study we were talking about from Johns Hopkins University tonight regarding psilocybin, which is the active ingredient in magic mushrooms, helping people quit smoking, which is something that you're going to be looking into here, Rich, as you are quite the smoker.
Oh, yeah.
You're out multiple times during the show, puffing away. You're the kind of guy who will even get up from the middle of a dinner at a restaurant to go out and smoke. So it's a pretty heavy habit for you. But you found the motivation to quit after having read about the fact that maybe this could help you, that there is a legitimate treatment in psychedelic mushrooms. Very exciting.
Motivation I had what the article gave me is a new hope.
Okay.
And, you know, I was thinking when we were talking about PTSD, you know, it's psychiatric and it may be a little bit subtle for most people to notice, but if you look at military suicides, former military suicides, it is an epidemic. And lot of that is linkable back to PTSD. So if you can cure that with regularity, you could save a lot, an amazing amount of lives. And I'm not crazy about foreign policy, but I don't want to see the former soldiers committing suicide. I want to see them joining Iraq Veterans Against the War and ending this nightmare that they've been through. So hopefully they'll be able to do that instead with the therapy.
All right, so let's go to your calls and thoughts. Sean is on the line in Missouri listening to LRN.FM. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm in Montana.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I got the initials of the state wrong. Go ahead.
That's okay. Hey, I was calling just to help you guys clarify a couple points. I know a lot of people count on you for information. And in the last story about the tribe legalizing and the rec there in the local state said he thought it was against federal law. It's not, because just recently the administration said federally recognized tribes can grow and sell marijuana. So it's not legal for them. The state that they are in has no power to stop it.
Sure. No, I get where you're coming from. The argument, of course, is from an ignorant politician who is still just stomping his feet about this. He may not even understand that.
Yeah, the other thing
point I want to clear up real quick, and I'll let you guys get back to it. You had mentioned about fracking. That's actually happening in North Dakota, not South Dakota.
Oh.
And you mentioned, I think it was Ian said that he thought Montana had medical.
Yep.
We don't. We did.
Really?
The voters had a petition drive and got it through, and the governor overturned it shortly thereafter. So, no, we got nothing now.
Oh, my God. So wait,
what state was that?
You said you had it, and then it got overturned?
Yes.
How does the governor overturn the vote of the people in Montana?
That's my question, and no one has an answer for me.
And when did this happen? When did it get overturned?
Medical marijuana got overturned shortly after passing. I want to say it passed, what was that, back in like 2000 and 2012, maybe. I'm not sure exactly what year it was, but it was overturned not long after. It had maybe a good
unbelievable
less than a year, and suddenly the governor found a way to make his own decisions, overruling the people of the state.
I've got the story here. Thank you, Sean, for the heads up on that. I appreciate hearing from
you.
Let me shut them up. All right, so here's NBC News' story. This is news to me, Rich. You hadn't heard this either. You look surprised as well.
Yeah, well, sorry to everybody. It seems like we've been geographically challenged today. Just keep getting the wrong state for things.
Well, no, I mean, I had heard that there was medical cannabis in Montana. I know we'd had a caller about it previously, but he's saying it's been taken away. Here's the story from NBC News. A headline, "Why Montana is Going Backward on Medical Marijuana. Gone are the flashing green neon lights advertising $200 ounces of pot. Gone are the caravans of cannabis doctors who signed up hundreds of people in a single day. The medical marijuana business in Montana boomed after voters legalized it in 2004. At one time, the state of only a million people had almost 30,000 patients and 4,900 providers." So, I mean, Rich, this was a healthy medical marijuana state for a long period of time, but the industry has been crippled by state legislators and a determined grassroots opposition. And a state Supreme Court decision coming as early as October could all but wipe it out. Now, this story came from August of this year, so it's relatively recent. Quote, "It's hard for patients to live like that, not knowing if they'll have their cards next year," said Elizabeth Pincolini, who runs a referral service in Billings that connects patients to the few doctors left who are willing to write marijuana recommendations. She says it's pretty desperate. Depending on how the court rules, providers could be banned from charging anything besides $50 license fees and renewals. They could be limited to 3 patients each and blocked from advertising. 23 states and the District of Columbia have eased restrictions on medical marijuana, with more expected to follow. Montana is the only one going the opposite way. Montana legalized medical marijuana a decade ago with a 62% vote. The industry grew in small spurts at first. Then the Justice Department announced in 2009 that it would not interfere with medical marijuana users who comply with state laws. The industry ballooned. In Montana, there were 3,900 patients and 1,400 providers in September of 2009. Less than 2 years after the Justice Department announcement, there were 7 times as many patients and 3 times as many providers. Pot shops opened near schools in Butte and across the street from churches in Billings, and an opposition movement was born. Steve Zabawa, a prominent donor to the anti-marijuana movement in Billings, where he owns a chain of car dealerships, says, quote, "You could just see the traffic going in and out had nothing to do with medicine. Basically, the black market went to the regular market, and it popped up everywhere," he said. In March 2011, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration conducted raids across the state in an 18-month investigation into whether medical marijuana businesses were involved in drug trafficking and other federal crimes. Shops were closed, and their operators were charged under federal drug laws. Legislators targeted the few businesses still open by trying to repeal medical marijuana. The program was one signature away from dissolution in April of 2011, when then-Governor Brian Schweitzer, a Democrat, vetoed the repeal bill. So it almost died, but the governor vetoed it. So that's different from what we were told a moment ago by the gentleman on the phone. Maybe he just missed a few facts. Later in the same legislative session, lawmakers pushed through a bill widely known as Repeal in Disguise. Uh-oh. Okay, maybe he did have it right. Then Schweitzer signed that into law in May of 2011. That law, later weakened by a state judge, is the subject of the Supreme Court decision that's coming soon. Under the law, providers couldn't charge a cent beyond recouping their license application fees, so they had no incentive to stay open. Meaning, it sounds like that means that they couldn't charge for the marijuana.
Exactly. They had, and some of the medical programs have been like that, and of course those are going to be very limited, very small programs, especially if there's no homegrown
no
provision.
Which we don't have, by the way, in New Hampshire yet, the home
Well, of course,
options.
We don't have anything in New Hampshire because Maggie Hassan has, you know, you said, how could the governor thwart the will of the people? Well, our governor has thwarted the will of the people by just refusing to implement the program
well,
that already exists.
Well, it's not her responsibility
exists.
To implement it. She signed the medical marijuana bill back in 2012. It's just that the bureaucracies haven't made it happen yet. The bureaucrats are dragging their feet on this.
But she's the chief executive, so she is lord of the bureaucrats.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More about the situation in Montana coming up.
Attention. A very wealthy U.S. benefactor now reveals money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Credit success secrets once used only at the top levels of business are now being revealed to the general public. Imagine having a business that runs itself, puts money in your pocket, so you never have to go to work. Imagine someone else gave you the money to start. Secret groups are pulling for your success by giving perfect scores in both business and personal credit. They show you how to get good credit and how to use good credit. If you have bad credit, no credit, or your credit isn't as good as that other guy's credit, it really doesn't matter anymore. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many get cash in pocket right now. Call now for free information on how Credit Success Secrets Revealed can put money in your pocket so you never work again. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719 or go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And Rich, how can our listeners get in touch with you on the internet? What are some of the projects you want to share with them tonight?
Okay, well, the URL I'm going to give you is new. It's invisiblehand.church.
Oh, cool. You got one.
The URL is up, and right now there's just an under construction sign, but that has a pointer then to the other projects that are going on. So if you follow that link, it'll take you to the Church of the Invisible Hand on Facebook. And then there are several ministries of that, including the Union of Unemployed People, the 420 Foundation, the Revolutionary Agorist Cadre, Motley Anarchism, and there's a lot of projects there. Mostly they're stubs waiting for implementation, but they're coming along nicely. We're making progress every week.
Dot church, that's the first for me. What did that cost you to register that domain?
That cost me $20 for a year. That's half price. Most places want 40. So if you don't find, I don't remember. My registrar was 1&1, and I'll see if I can get him to send me some money for saying that.
Cool. Hey, so check out Rich at invisiblehand.church as we go to your calls. We'll talk more about Montana and what's going on with their medical program that's apparently being attacked by the state government and an opposition group, and it's not good. Let's go to Robert first. He's calling from VE. I don't know where that is. Robert, where is VE?
That's supposed to be VT.
Oh, VT. Okay, Vermont. Very good. Robert, go ahead with your thoughts.
Geographically challenged.
We love marijuana. I don't know why it's a big deal in that other state. But, the thing that's kind of scary is that, the state has all the information on all the people that have registered, with the medical marijuana in terms of their names and their addresses and stuff like that. And then the governor's gone ahead from that and changed all that. I mean, all those people that are registered, that's catastrophic. And that's one of the reasons why that over here in Vermont because I was going to go ahead and sign up for that, because of the disease that I have. But I was always afraid that, once they have your information, that it's fair game for the police to come to my house.
That's a legitimate concern. I mean, it's certainly true with gun owners, right? Like, gun owners have always had this concern that, when they come for you, if you register your guns, if you get a license from the state, then they've got you on a list of gun owners. And if they want to come confiscate guns or target gun owners for something, they can just pull up their database. And so I totally understand why somebody would be rightfully wary of putting their name on a marijuana list.
Well, they can take my ganja when they pry it from my cold, dead hand.
Robert, thanks. Go ahead.
Because they won't, when you get somebody like Governor Christie that just, you don't get it, and one day when the guy's walking down the street that he's going to slip on a banana peel. But, a lot of you don't get it like him, that this is for medical purposes. It's for people that have like cancer. Or other diseases or stuff like that.
But even if that's not true, even if there are people who are hamming it up just to get a prescription so they can get high, who really cares? It's no one's business.
Exactly. Who cares?
Put their own.
Alcohol is so different. Than marijuana. If you want to just get the high, except alcohol is a poison and marijuana is a medication.
Thank you, Robert, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You can join us as well. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Montana apparently is the one state of nearly, over two dozen states now that have medical cannabis programs where there's been significant pushback by the people in politics and interest groups. And apparently there have been as many as 30,000 patients in the Montana medical marijuana program. 4,900 providers is now dwindling sharply after a new law has been passed that was called Repeal in Disguise. It was signed into law in May of 2011. The law is now under, I guess the Supreme Court of Montana is looking at it, but under the law, providers couldn't charge a cent beyond recouping license application fees, so they had no incentive to stay open. This according to NBCNews.com. After it was passed, the number of patients dropped from almost 30,000 to less than 9,000 in June of 2012. So in a one-year time frame, 20,000 patients dropped off the rolls. The number of providers who were suddenly limited to 3 patients apiece shrank from almost 5,000 to less than 400. The state blocked 3 of its laws restrictive of, the state judge blocked 3 of the law's restrictive measures after the marijuana industry sued. The state Supreme Court ordered him to reconsider his ruling, but he made it permanent in January of 2015. Attorney General Tim Fox appealed, saying the judge erred in interpreting the law, and the spokesman for Fox declined to make him available for comment, citing the pending court case. Larger providers allowed for now under the judge's order operate storefronts and stock assorted strains with names like Blue Dream, OG Kush, and Black Cherry Soda. They have registers full of cash, stickers with logos, and menus with prices. But they can't refer to their operations as a dispensary, and they can't call what they do business. Carly D'Andrea, a bud tender for Around the Clock Cannabis in Bozeman, and a fifth-generation Montanan, said, quote, "It's interesting that they call dispensary a loaded term. I take offense to that. It's what we do. It's who we are," unquote. State Senator David Howard, who helped lead the movement against marijuana in Montana, says marijuana is no medicine. This guy says, quote, "That's what they wanted you to think it was, medicine. It has no practical applications and was tearing apart Montana."
Well, hopefully he'll get cancer, and that will help him give him a new perspective. We'll
open his mind a little bit. One morning in March of 2011, Mark and Valerie Sigler, the husband and wife owners of Big Sky Patient Care, one of the largest medical marijuana providers in the state, pulled up to their facility near Bozeman to check on things. But the open sign was turned off, and the parking lot was empty. Stepping inside, the couple found a rifle-wielding federal agents in riot gear standing watch over a handful of employees handcuffed on the ground. The Siglers had walked into a raid. Valerie said, shaking as she described it more than 4 years later, quote, "I'd probably have been shot today because I was in their faces screaming at them, telling them that we were state compliant. So what were they doing there?" she asks. The Siglers' business was one of dozens across Montana raided by federal authorities that day. Many providers were charged, and almost all accepted probation or house arrest to avoid jail. It sounds like they pleaded out.
It sounds like plea bargains, which is so sad because this has to go to the Supreme Court sooner or later. If enough states legalize, they're going to decide it's covered by the Ninth Amendment.
The same Ninth thing Amendment, that happened. Meaning, what is that for people who are unfamiliar?
The Ninth Amendment says that the enumeration of certain rights in this Constitution shall not be held to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
All right, so we'll go into more from Montana here because this is terrible, terrible news, and it's really the first I've heard of it. So we'll get into that. You can also call to share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're in Montana, you've operated or worked for one of these facilities, and you can share your story. This is Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The legendary Dr. Joel Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We are here to take your calls. If you want to join us, you can bring up whatever you'd like. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. If you have not yet sent a contact request to that, you should do that. And that way, when you call, it'll be easy for you to get through. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We'll talk more about what's happening in Montana to the beleaguered medical marijuana program. It is under fire by state government bureaucrats, anti-marijuana interest groups, and the federal government, and it has been now for several years. It's actually the first time I've even heard about this, so we're going to dig further into that as we can. We're also going to go to your calls and thoughts. Quarky is on the line. Quarky, you're on Free Talk Live. You're on via Skype. Go ahead.
Thanks. Yes, I was going to mention there was another study done in the 60s about the psychedelics and addiction issue. And that was done by actually Timothy Leary. Hmm. And he was getting similar recidivism rates with alcoholics using, I can't remember if he was using mushrooms or LSD at that time. So I thought that was something I don't think I've heard tonight. And that was may have been one of the earliest addiction studies with psychedelics in recent history, I believe.
Sure, before the more recent ones in the last several years.
Yeah. Well, I guess recent history, maybe the last 100 years.
It was after Leary started doing those studies is when they started to make them illegal, right?
As I recall, that was when he started getting better results than the conventional techniques. That was what began to bring the issues into, bring out the controversy and the...
Sure. Well, if you can cure somebody of smoking with one treatment of mushrooms, or if you can cure somebody from PTSD with one treatment of MDMA in a therapy session, that's a huge threat to the pharmaceutical industry.
Exactly, which also ties right back into the Montana thing. I think that shows, it's well known the pharmaceutical industry is one of the largest and most profitable industries in the world, and anything like that is going to have enormous power of sway. So I think that does tie into the Montana issue.
Porky, thanks, man, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to connect to us, you can do that as well. It's Ian and Rich in the studio with you here tonight. Back to the story about Montana. The federal government raided multiple marijuana dispensaries on the same day, apparently. Many providers were charged. The story from NBCNews.com, almost all of them accepted probation or house arrest to avoid jail. And apparently becoming felons was just the beginning. The Siglers, the couple that we were talking about that owned at least one facility, they got house arrest plus 5 years of probation, which they're still serving, and they got felonies. From having more than 400 patients and more than $1 million in the bank, the middle-aged couple has sunk into more than $1 million in debt, including a combined $900,000 judgment payable to the federal government.
Wow.
When you ended up getting convicted for selling cannabis, there was, what, a $3,000 fine for you?
Yeah, $3,500. I haven't paid it. Mullen Labe, I guess.
But you're not on probation anymore. They ended the probation, right?
They did end the probation, and
I
don't
know.
Did they
still come at you?
Well, I really don't know, because the other thing is I was just watching the video of the judge doing the sentencing for another reason yesterday, and it occurred to me that one of the things that I went to jail for violation of probation was failure to pay those fines. So it might be that having already been jailed for not paying them, they can't do it again.
Hmm.
So I really don't know what my status is with the state, but...
You're not going to call and ask.
I don't particularly care. I don't have that money, and I would rather go, just... I don't have any desire to pay them
that
money.
You can always sit it off anyway if you really ultimately had to.
Yeah.
Sit in jail at $50 a day. So, let's see. So they're now in debt to the federal government by $900,000. Their 7 grown children, most of whom worked in the family marijuana business, are now working odd jobs far from home. And the Siglers are about to lose their home, a log cabin in the middle of the forest near Bozeman. Mortgage payments have been hard for a couple of felons lacking a steady income. Mark, a cancer patient, is unemployed, and Valerie's back at school, piling on more debt in a bid to turn things around with a dual degree in geology and liberal arts from Montana State University. Mark said, quote, "You can just keep going or you can shoot yourself in the head, but you don't have very many choices other than that. It's never going to go away for us," unquote. tucked in an office park on the edge of Missoula. The woman behind a small medical marijuana operation quietly harvests a dozen plants each month to keep her 70 patients supplied. From the outside, it's as if the business doesn't exist. The owner, a wary middle-aged woman, likes it that way. Nightmares of the raids remain. She watched as two businesses in the same office park were raided, product destroyed in the street, charges filed, and lives upended. Quote, anytime someone got in the limelight, they were picked off, she said, and she asked not to be identified for fear of federal prosecution. Whack-a-mole, that's what it reminded me of, she said. Most of the industry keeps a lower profile today than it did. The 442 providers that are still operating in the state say they have to be careful. Billings, the largest city in Montana with a population of just under 110,000, is home to just one storefront. The dozens of dispensaries that once dotted the streets are all gone, run out of business by raids and regulation. To stay out of trouble, Rich Abromite and Jason Smith, owners of the last marijuana storefront in the city, Montana Advanced Caregivers, check cards meticulously. They keep patient and plant counts in check and avoid legal edible extractions. I'm a bullseye, said Smith, glancing behind his back at rows of labeled pot plants. He's the last shop in town, and he says, everyone depends on me, unquote. John Zvarin, a bearded 15-year Navy veteran, has been living on his aunt's farm off dirt roads near Hardin in the eastern part of the state, where attitudes toward marijuana tend to be harsher. Zvarin is an unapologetic pot smoker. He says he's self-medicating for a spinal fusion and years of back pain that intensify with long hours of feeding sheep and tending crops. Vaporizing with black market pot 4 to 5 times a day could land him in jail. He says, put me before a jury of 12. I'd be happy to explain myself to them, unquote. The tens of thousands who have left the medical marijuana system haven't stopped smoking, he said. They've just gone underground. Zvarin refused to renew his medical card after the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives in 2011 prohibited marijuana patients from owning firearms. He leans libertarian, enjoys duck hunting, and keeps an eye out for bears on the farm. Others are also planning for limited options for procuring marijuana if the Supreme Court rules against the industry. The black market or growing it at home would be the only option, says Josh Daniels, a patient advocate who lives outside of Billings. Well, you could also leave. You could also get out of Montana.
You know, I was going to say that at a break that I really hope that that libertarian-leaning guy they were describing knows about the Free State Project. So if you know him, please tell him.
Yeah, of course, the Free State Project is the idea of bringing people who love freedom, and that includes the ability to do what you want with your own body, bring people like that to New Hampshire and have them get active. You can go to freestateproject.org. We actually just, right before we came here tonight, Rich, we were at a meet and greet for a couple of new movers who've just arrived in New Hampshire, and they came all the way from San Francisco. So people driving all the way across the country to make a huge lifestyle change to come here and join us. And it's just so exciting when new people, new blood, new ideas show up into town like that.
Live free or die. Death is not the worst of evils.
FreeStateProject.org to learn more about that. More about Montana and the terrible news about the marijuana program there. Coming up.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We got enough time for you if you want to join us. The toll-free number, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. We'll get to the story about Ademo Freeman maybe sometime this weekend. I do want to go over what he learned from his recent experience going to jail, because I think it's a pretty useful perspective to share with you. But I think it's also interesting to continue on this story that we're on right now. Ian and Rich Paul in the studio here. We've got NBCNews.com and a really detailed piece that came out, I think, last month. Let's see here. This was August. August 16th was when this was published. But it's been a long time in the making. Montana, in 2004... by a vote of the people, they instituted a medical marijuana program, and then after several years, it became very, very popular, with a lot of dispensaries opening up all across the state. 30,000 registered patients at its peak, with 4,900 providers as well. I mean, this was for a small state. That's a really healthy medical marijuana program. And then the opposition movement started. Politicians started to gain support from people to repeal medical cannabis. It hasn't been repealed in total, but they've been targeting the providers with raids. The federal government has been helping with those raids. They've been charging people federally. They've been taking them out on plea deals. So no, it doesn't sound like anyone's really even taken this these criminal charges to court. It sounds like they're all taking plea deals. Although there is a civil case that was brought against the government by the medical marijuana industry, and that is currently in the Montana Supreme Court awaiting a ruling. The ruling is expected to come out probably this month. So we're waiting for that other shoe to drop, or hopefully not. We'll continue the story here from NBCNews.com. One patient advocate who lives outside of Billings says the black market or growing it at home, if the Supreme Court rules against the industry, those are going to be the only two options for people that don't want to leave Montana but want to continue using their medicine. The law doesn't allow patients a legal way to procure seeds or clones. How's that supposed to work, says Josh Daniels, the patient advocate. He said that he grows marijuana to deal with his multiple sclerosis. Quote, a magic seed fairy is going to deliver seeds in your mailbox? To grow, the first thing you have to do is break the law. Les Yother, age 63 and recently retired, lives a couple hundred miles west in Butte, a city of 34,000, where medical marijuana has found something of a haven. Dispensaries still advertise, and pot raises few eyebrows. Yother was one of the first to get a card in 2004, patient number 69 in the registry. Since then,
nice.
Yother said it's gone back and forth so many times that no one can keep track. A recovering alcoholic, Yother credited marijuana with settling his demons. He says he smokes about 2 grams a day to manage his glaucoma and relieve back pain that has him hunched almost in half from years of hard labor. If the Supreme Court rules against the industry, Mr. Yother says he'll keep puffing pot out of a residue-streaked green metallic pipe. He said, oh, I'd go black market, unquote. A Reefer Madness poster stared down at Mark Gibbons Jr., the self-proclaimed longest-running provider in Montana, as he mulled what might come next. Gibbons, owner of Butte's Montana Natural Medicine, which served 500 patients at its height in early 2011, has weathered setbacks before, like failed crops. He once cycled through 10 pounds of marijuana per month. It's now down to 2 for his remaining 40 patients. He sighed in frustration, started dropping from 500 patients to 40.
Wow.
He sighed in frustration at shifting regulation. He says he still doesn't fully understand. If the court rules against the industry, can you imagine having to keep up with all the stupid, piddly little changes that these politicians keep bringing into the business? You know, when you start your medical marijuana business, you have to follow, you know, 20 different rules, and then they change the regulations, and now it's 200 different rules, and that's maddening.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it's kind of shocking that they would not have more respect for business owners until you consider and people forget that this is a war. This is a civil war that has been going on for a long time. Your government is at war with you.
That's right.
If you smoke weed, and the only solution is to go to war with it.
If you don't smoke weed, and you mean peacefully.
Of course.
But if you don't smoke weed, the government's at war with your friends, and the government's at war with your family members, because you know someone. Even if you don't know that you know them, you know someone who you love who's a marijuana user, whether it's for medical or recreational purposes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Let's go to Ralph. He's in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Ralph. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Rich Paul.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
How you doing?
Well, it's on your mind tonight. Go ahead.
I have a question. You know, I am a longtime listener, and basically all my life been kind of leaning toward the Republican side, and now it's like totally off the radar. And more coming to your side and more fitting in with that. However, some of the statements made tonight by Mark kind of...
Mark's not on the show tonight. You've got me, Ian, Mark, and then Rich Paul across the mic.
Rich Paul, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you for that. Commenting about not paying taxes. And, and you know, hey, I'm not into this either, and I'm older, retired, and it just... Yeah, it's all messed up. But when you start thinking about things, my question to Rich Paul would be, you know, who uses the roads? Does he use the roads, the Postal Service, snow removal, Medicare, paying into that? What happens?
Slow down for one moment because you've mentioned a few different things and you can answer them differently.
Yeah, well, without enumerating the different programs, what I will say is that most of the tax money, which has been stolen from me during my life, and I used to earn a lot of money. I used to be a computer programmer before I decided to become a starving activist. And most of the money that was stolen from me throughout my life has been used for murdering people and imprisoning peaceful people and other things that should never have been done. So basically, I'm going to consider myself paid up for the moral services of government for the rest of my life, and you know, they can just find somebody else to pay for the immorals program.
I'd like to add to that as well, Ralph. You did mention a few things: roads, postal service, clearing, or I thought it was something else. Anyway, the roads, that's paid for. Snow removal, thank you. The roads are paid for by usually gas taxes. So if you drive, you know, you can't really avoid those. So it's not like Rich isn't paying those. There's also the postal service, which is independently funded by user fees. So when you send mail, you pay for that. And clearing the roads, snow removal is paid through local taxes. Rich, you were saying you don't pay federal taxes. But if you're paying rent, yeah, you're ultimately paying local taxes because that landlord is paying the property taxes, likely. And so, therefore, even if you don't...
My landlord is a church and they've successfully gotten their exemption. But true, that's hard these days.
But even then, if you go and you buy something from a local business, that local business is paying property taxes. And so there's no way you can avoid paying every tax.
You cannot avoid all tax. You can only avoid the most onerous and visible and painful one.
And the worst of the worst is the federal government. And I'm with Rich on that. I have not paid federal income tax for a decade of my life, so since 2004. So it's actually more like 11 years now. And screw those people. They are not good people. They're not using that money for any purpose that I agree with whatsoever. And there's no service from the federal government that I desire. I like snow removal. I'm happy to pay for that. I don't mind fire protection. I'm happy to pay for that. So some of the local stuff, like, you know, water services or whatever, the basic stuff that you need, I'm fine with that. But the federal government, I mean, Ralph, what do they do for you?
Well, I've paid to it for my whole life. In fact, I was a paramedic firefighter for years and years. And I'm retired now, and I have health issues. And a Vietnam veteran, I have major health issues, which the VA doesn't give me any help for. But so I agree. I'm not trying to say that you're wrong. I just it's me inquiring as to what's going on with that. And
sure.
And if I had the choice again, knowing what I know now about going to Vietnam, I would have never gone.
Yeah.
But
amen. Yeah,
there's a time where this country needs help and needed support to protect the people. Yeah, I'm all about that.
I don't think you'd have a problem. I mean, if there was actually, let's say the federal government disappeared tomorrow, and then somebody decided they wanted to invade Utah, then I don't think you'd have a problem with people in Utah picking up their arms and defending their home. That's not an issue. I don't think that's an issue at all. And, in fact, that's why the Japanese never invaded during World War II, right? I mean, there's that famous quote from one of the Japanese admirals that basically said there'd be a rifle behind every blade of grass if they invaded the United States. So I don't think you have to worry about self-defense. Americans are pretty good about defending their home. And you don't need the government to organize that either. You can have individual militias and individuals out there fighting and coming together for a common purpose on a consensual basis. But we're out of time for tonight. Ralph, great call. Thanks for the question. I appreciate it. And check out Rich Paul, new website, invisiblehand.church. Is that right?
That's right.
Invisiblehand.church for Rich Paul. And check out the Free Talk Live new website at freetalklive.com.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media. Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. so it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.